Welcome to Cattle HQ, a podcast from industry experts and progressive producers discussing cutting-edge info about the cow-calf sector to keep cattlemen and women in the know and positively affect their bottom line.
Welcome to Cattle HQ, brought to you by South Dakota State University Extension. I am Madison Kavarna, a beef nutrition field specialist based out of Watertown. For our loyal listeners, I'm so happy that you're back with us. And for those of you who are new here, welcome to the herd. Today, I'm joined by Michael Drotzman, who is an auctioneer and field representative with Stockman's Livestock, Inc. in Yankton, South Dakota. I'm excited to have Michael on the podcast to share what he's been seeing in the auction markets and ways we can capitalize on our cattle going through the market chain, and a little selfishly excited to catch up with him from college and kind of just see what he's been up to since we've both left SDSU. And I don't want to steal any more of your thunder, Michael, but I do want to give you some time to introduce yourself to our listeners since this is the first time you've joined us here on Cattle HQ. And would you want to share a little bit about yourself, maybe that quote-unquote origin story of Michael?
Sure. Yeah. Michael Drotzman, born and raised here, Yankton, South Dakota. Grew up, went to Yankton High School, really involved in the agriculture industry from a young age. Got to start working with cattle, you know, just like anybody else, little family farm type of deal, crops, corn, soybeans, oats, alfalfa, and some cattle around here. Graduated from Yankton High School in 2019. During high school, I worked for Sioux Nation Vet Clinic, and down here at the sale barn, most of my time is where I spent there with the vets here. After high school, went up to college at South Dakota State in Brookings, played football for 4 years and studied animal science. I guess enjoyed my time, loved the teachers and everything that I learned, and was excited to come home. After college, in January of my senior year of college, I went out to the Western College of Auctioneering out in Bozeman, Montana. That was a week-long school program out there. Learned a little bit about auctioneering and marketing cattle. Well, marketing anything really, not just cattle. So really enjoyed that as well. Graduated in my class. I think it was 259 was my class there at the Western College. And then right out of college, actually, I ended up at Kimball Livestock for about a month, filling in for a guy there. They had selling some seed. So I was filling in for him, selling cattle at the Kimball sale barn. And then fortunate enough to land this job here at Stockman's Livestock here at my hometown barn here in Yankton. So I guess I've been there ever since. It's been starting my third year now, living on the family farm with my wife, Danielle. Got some cows of my own, doing a little bit of farming, and I don't know, life is good. I guess just keeping busy and enjoying what I'm doing.
It's always good to hear when life is treating people well, and I've been excited kind of watching your story of you traveling from all the way from being interested in the auctioneer school to ending up at a barn that you really enjoyed and kind of lets you live the life outside of the barn too. But I think kind of where we're going or what we had talked about in terms of planning this is kind of just giving an overview of what the auction markets are seeing and things that, you know, maybe some helpful advice that you have from being behind the auction block for our producers to take advantage of, whether they're selling cattle through a barn like yours or they're maybe going a different route. And the fall calf run will be here sooner than we think. I think it's already crazy that we're halfway through summer by the time we're recording this. And from that point, as producers get ready to send calves to market streams, what are some tips that you may have as someone who sits behind that auction block for folks when they get ready or they're thinking about their market plans as they move forward?
Yeah, well, I guess when it comes down to it, you know, whether you have 10 head or 1,000 head, I think it's very important, you know, to have your cattle as uniform as possible. When it comes to selling them, we want to sell a uniform set of cattle all the way top to the bottom. You know, whether that be the same breeding or, you know, and also when you go into it, talk about shots protocols or vaccines and how you are, how do I want to say this? And maybe cut this out when we go through it. Being a caretaker, you know, make sure we're doing the same things for all these cattle, making these cattle uniform, and it makes it our job easy. I guess one rule of thumb that I always think with the sale barn, if you're going to bring a set of calves to the sale barn to sell this fall, if you got time to put an ear tag in them, you should have time to put vaccines into them. These calves, buyers really, really are interested if they have all the shots and all the work has been done, you know, making your bull calves into steers and giving them all the shots and making sure everything's done that way and making sure the health of the cattle is first. You know, if you got a sick one or two, maybe keep them at home and bring your best cattle to town and sell them in one group and be done, you know. And it's not, that's not going to be the same for everybody, whether you have 10 head or 100 head, you know, it's going to change all the time. Yeah, the fall run is really upon us. It's coming fast. We're going to start seeing a bunch of them little light calves start to roll in here, you know, and you've been seeing, or I've been seeing all these video sales start up here, selling these calves mostly from out west and all over, and you know, for October, November delivery. It's starting and it's hot. It's just, I think it's going to go nothing but higher. You know, it's like to think that this thing's going to stay good for quite a while, and you feel really comfortable with where you're at right now. If you own the cattle, you own the cows, you're in the driver's seat. It's time to cash in on all your hard work. You know, it's, you got 10 years and you might have 3 good ones, and that's, you know, it's kind of like baseball. It's a good batting average. So it's time to take advantage as producers and make sure we got all the things done, all the boxes checked when you're bringing these calves to town.
And I think too, Warren Rushi and I were chatting the other day, and for those who are unfamiliar with Warren, which I found is a very small crowd, at least in South Dakota on this eastern side. But we were actually just talking about how, you know, this is maybe the year where we can play around with doing some additional investments. You mentioned we're not looking at low prices coming in this fall by no means at all. And I think it's just going to be a really interesting year to see what people decide to do, maybe some different choices they decide to make. And one of the things that I've heard, and it hasn't left my mind, is you talked a little bit about making sure those calves are pretty much ready to go. Kind of taking a lot of things off the buyer's plate makes them more interested, such as those vaccines or castration or anything like that. And it's no different than when you go to the car dealership to buy a car. You know, if you're buying a used car from someone else, just like buying a calf, essentially, that used car, you don't want to buy a used car that requires you to immediately do an oil change when you get it, or has a flat tire that you need to fix, or those type of things. And it really can follow the same mantra when we're selling calves and thinking about ultimately the feeders that are buying these. They want to have a calf that's going to come and immediately take off. They don't want to worry about that fine balancing act of doing all the additional vaccines and making sure those cattle stay healthy on that front. So I really appreciated that you brought that up, because I think that's something that sometimes we maybe get stuck in the mantra of, well, I'm not going to have any more, it's not my problem. But ultimately that kind of can bite us in the butt too, as we kind of move to get rid of them and kind of move them on to their next phase. And, you know, calves are starting to come through the barn, like you said, whether that's online through videos to be delivered, or they're starting to show up in those early weaning situations, those lighter weight calves. Is there anything that might make these calves bring a higher price? I mean, you mentioned having that vaccination done, the castration, but have you seen kind of maybe in your short experience there down in Yankton, have seen maybe some differences between calves that are on a preconditioning protocol, bunk broke, or, you know, what are some things that sellers should even tell you to kind of announce to the buyers in the crowd?
Right. Well, see, so it's like you said, you know, it's about making a name for yourself. You know, if you want a good reputation, you want to do all the right things, you take all the right steps. Well, you know, I get to see it on an everyday basis, or in this case, when it comes to the fall, on every fall basis. So making sure your vaccine protocol is good. When it comes to weaning, I would say if you sell them right off the cow, that's fine. But if you're going to wean them, I would have them weaned at least 45 to 60 days before you want to sell them. So you get all the kind of the kinks out. Otherwise, you know, not saying anyone's cattle are not good, but that's kind of the scary period. Probably 10 days to 40 days is where bad things could really happen. If you're marketing those calves and they go to somebody's house, whether that be a farmer feeder or a big commercial feedlot, and they see some problems, your name's probably going to be on the list, you know, that they don't want to buy them again. And that's obviously, that's not what I want as somebody who gets to sell those cattle. And that's not what you want as a producer selling, you know, you're basically selling your name, not so much the cattle. So, you know, it's very important to kind of have all your ducks in a row. And it's tough. This market is so high. You could take the cash right now and be done and not worry about weaning them or sick ones or anything like that. Or this feed is really cheap right now. People are getting feed put up super cheap. It's super effective, you know, to put these pounds on. It's easy. Get the pounds on. The pounds are going on. Your cost of gains are very cheap. It's very easy to make some money real fast if you can get some pounds put on these cattle. So, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Do you want the cash now and just whatever, not have to deal with it? But if you got a bunch of feed, I'd say it's not a bad idea to feed them for a while. So there's a lot of things, you know, I say when you're selling cattle at the sale barn, if you're happy with the check that you get at the end of the day, you did the right thing. And whether that's doing what you've always done, which those are dangerous words in this industry, or whether it's, you know, doing something different and, you know, making sure it's right. And, you know, whether you got the feed or you don't, you can't be wrong as long as you're happy with what you get at the end of the day.
And that's always a good mantra for people to remember, as, you know, you're not going to do the same management that your neighbor's doing. You're not going to do you're not going to do the same management of someone across state lines, and kind of keeping that in mind of you're making your business, you're making your name. And if you do things a little differently than the person down the street or the other person bringing cattle the same day, sometimes that can work in your favor. And also there's times that we can learn from other people, kind of based on the results that you may or may not see. And in terms of weaning, you mentioned it, of kind of using that time to not only put extra pounds on them, but just get them over that that vulnerability for disease is the word I'm looking for, and kind of getting those calves over that super stressful time makes them more appealing just across the board, because those calves are going to come into a yard and take off, and that's what those guys are in for. And if you can appeal to that part for them, it just makes it a lot easier on everybody's mindset. And you nailed it on the head of feed is cheap right now, which I know a lot of our grain guys don't want to hear us say that. I know a lot of corn producers are getting a little frustrated, not a little, probably a lot frustrated with just the prices that are coming their way. But as cattle feeders, we need to take advantage of what the opportunities we have when we have them. We know these markets aren't going to stay like this forever. So using that while we can to pad the checkbook a little bit, get some money to either reinvest or pay off some things or do that type of thing, I think is really going to separate the high end of the markets versus those maybe lower receiving things as well. So we've already mentioned, I mean, we're in historic market highs right now, something that we haven't seen ever, if at all. And have you been hearing or seeing any changes on where that market may be heading? I know there's been rumblings that maybe heifer retention is taking off or starting to come back in, but at least from the auction block standpoint, do you have any insight whatsoever on kind of what those markets are looking like and maybe what you guys are seeing on future trends?
Yeah, you know, I guess as far as there's Secretary Rollins is talking today about the border and that, well, we're going to see what that all comes to. You know, I don't think this cash market is really going to hurt that much. It's so good right now. I don't have the crystal ball to tell me whether it's going up or down. And that's so cliche because everybody says that, and really who knows. But you know, obviously the producer right now is in the driver's seat. You have the cattle. Hopefully since the last 2 years, you know, your cows are pretty much paid for, you know, it's time, it's time to reap your benefits. You put in a lot of hard work. The price is good. Enjoy it while it lasts. It's this market. It's like you said before, it's not going to stay forever. But I think with herd numbers and the talk of heifer retention, I don't know how true it is, because there's so many cattle, new crop calves already being moved on the video, and that kind of thing is changing the industry, whether you like it or not. I don't think it's such a bad thing for us here over as stockmans or in this part of the country, but out west, those barns, they just, I don't think they're going to see the numbers that they did in the last few years, because a lot of these guys go into the video. So you know what? I think it's very important to get your ducks in a row and take advantage of this while it's here, and there are many options, to maybe protect your risk a little bit, whether that's an LRP or to working on the board or something like that. It's just like crop farming, the little crop insurance goes a long way sometimes. You never know what's gonna happen, whether some hail or some crazy black swan event. So it's there's a lot of things that can be done, but this market, it's good. Just get ready to take advantage.
And I feel like, Michael, if you did have that crystal ball, you'd be making a lot more money than you are right now. So
I wouldn't tell a soul, so I have to
maybe
keep it for.
keep on the development of seeing if you can make something happen, because I think you could really set yourself up for some early retirement
Oh,
if you figured
the
that
world
out.
would be over if that was the case.
So you kind of mentioned that cattle inventory and those type of things are ticking down, and we aren't seeing maybe that rebuilding that we keep expecting to start happening. And are you, this is kind of just a personal curiosity of mine in terms of the auction market. I mean, there's less cattle available because we've got less cows in the herd in general, but are you feeling those effects when it comes to sourcing cattle, or just number of head coming through the barn? Or does it seem like it's, maintaining the same strength on that front?
Sure. Yeah. Well, being here at Stockman's, very fortunate to be working with this crew and our leaders in Greg Reichen and Dan Copel. They got a good team put together here and worked their butts off, and it seems like it has not slowed down at all at Stockman's. Selling almost 400,000 head of cattle last year, and I'm sure we're on pace to be well over that by the end of this year. So, I guess I'm not seeing that in terms of numbers at the sale barn, but I know just these other barns, you kind of pay attention, and it's kind of dried up. Not as many cattle coming in, and part of that's the video, and part of it's whatever, selling them privately off the place instead of, these big ranches and that. But you look at the inventory thing, and it's who's going to do the work? These big ranchers are maybe getting up there in age and ready to be done, and their sons and daughters have moved to town or went a different direction because there wasn't any room for them after college or whatever. So here we are in this position, and it's tough to get as a young person. It should be easy, but it's tough to get into the industry and really, kind of hit the ground running right away, especially with input costs and interest rates where they're at. So, that's the tough truth of this industry, is we're not getting any younger, and it's tough for these young people to get in. But you know what? If I think, and I truly believe, if you want to do it, it will happen. You can make it happen. It might take 10 years. It might take more. I've been fortunate enough to be put in the position I am with my operation here at home. But you know what? It's if you want to do it, the opportunity is there. But it's time that people start, working for those goals.
And I think too, being a little bit bullheaded or stubborn works in a lot of people in agriculture's venture of starting an operation, or maybe finding someone who needs someone to kind of step up and take things. I mean, A lot of our producers know it. They're not getting any younger and need the young folks, not only like yourself, but just really anybody interested to kind of express that interest. And I think that goes a long way. And I'm going to go a little bit off script, so hopefully I don't throw you too far for a loop. But one of the things, too, that I know maybe some producers are interested in or aren't really sure is there a benefit to kind of developing a relationship with the auctioneers that are at your barn or those representatives that maybe come out and look at your cattle and kind of give you that, you know, auction insight as to what, is there maybe a benefit to that? Is there some rules of thumb to go about starting that relationship or starting that conversation? Is it something they shouldn't do? Any insight on your side on that, at least?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, when it comes to the producers that we get to sell for at Stockman's, it's very important to have a relationship and to know who we're working for. Don't just call some guy and say, hey, I'm bringing you 100 head of calves this week. You know, I want to come out there and look at them and know, you know, where'd you get them? Are they home raised? What's all done to them? You know, what's the backstory? What are you working for? I want to know everything about you. And, you know, maybe it's just a little guy, you know, got 40 head of cows and he's got 3 kids and he works a job in town. You know, those dollars that you make for those people, whether they're big or small, they're so important, you know, because you built that relationship. And it's not always going to go good, but you know what? You just work with the people. It's great to have that relationship if you have the opportunity to talk to one of us at Stockman's or wherever you sell cattle. You know, have that relationship. You should trust the person that's going to make that money for you. So yeah, it's very important to have a relationship, you know, and at the end of the day, when it comes to, especially, you know, there's nobody better than Greg Reichen, when it comes to trying to please people and always having your back, you know, we're gonna work our hardest and we want to see a big smile on your face before you go home. And that's worth more than anything to us. You know, it's not about the money for us. It's about, you know, getting the most we can for you and treating our buyers right and treating our sellers right, because we're working for everybody. And, you know, it's very important to have that relationship. And I want to know about you. I want to know your kids' names. I want to know your dad's name. I want to get out there and you know, and just meeting those people, that's more rewarding than anything else, you know, and it's important, definitely. I would suggest, you know, whether you have 2,000 head that you're backgrounding or fat cattle or whatever, you know, that you want to sell with us, you know, let's talk about it. Let's get together. Let's make a plan. Or before you buy those calves that you want to feed, you know, if wherever you're going to sell them or what you're going to do, let's make a plan about it, you know, because we're here not just to sell your cattle. We want to market them and we want to help you be successful in the process. So it's not just a selling firm, you know, we'll help you with anything if it comes to buying cattle, getting them bought right and getting the right cattle bought, you know, and trying to help you out so you make the most money. It's not about us, it's about the sellers. So we're always on board. We want to help the producer as much as we can. And like I said a few times already, you know, having that relationship and just talking it out with the producers and the people at the barn, you know, make a plan. It's important.
And with that too, going to an auction and having the auctioneer actually be able to tell your story a little bit appeals to everybody in that barn, whether they're wanting to, you know, spend some money that day or they're just there to watch cattle sell. Those stories are what bring people in. So I think being able to have your auctioneer be familiar with yours only works in your favor. And we're coming up on the end of our time together, Michael, which kind of bums me out. But I wanted to kind of give you a couple seconds, if you wanted it, to kind of maybe closing comments or to sign us out before I formally sign us out, I guess. But any closing comments, thoughts that you want to share with anybody who's listening?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, this is a fun time in the cattle industry. Everybody should be enjoying it. It's tough. It would be tough not to enjoy it right now. But if anybody out there has any questions about Stockman's, about selling cattle, anything, Feel free to give me or any one of us at Stockman's a call. We typically always answer our phones and ready to go to work for anybody. So it doesn't matter how big or small, if you're interested in Stockman's or just want to talk around a little bit over some coffee over the phone or whatever, that's the kind of people we are down here. We want to help everybody out and just hoping everybody's enjoying their time and staying safe out there, I guess. My number, if you're listening, is 605-760-9803. But you can visit our website at stockmanslivestock.com for any information on sales coming up or any of our phone numbers. So I guess that's all I got, Madison. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, and it's good to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's been fun to have you back, and I'll be sure to plug that phone number and link to the website in the description of this episode if anybody wants to kind of have direct access to that. And I will give Michael a round of applause. He's very timely with texts and very on time with phone calls, even when I call him a little bit late. So that definitely works in his favor of very responsive, and he wants to get those cattle sold for you and kind of make sure meet you where you're at and those type of things. So I have If it's any consolation, Michael, I have nothing but good things to say. And unfortunately, we're coming up to the end of our time together. And it's like I said earlier, it's been fantastic to finally have you on Cattle HQ. This has been an episode I've been wanting to do, and to bring you back to kind of tell your story as well as give us a little insight of what you're seeing. And to me, it's always interesting to get an inside look at what's happening in the auction barns because, unfortunately, as much as I want to be there all the time, I can't always make it to the sales. So, getting to see and talk to you on one-on-one about what you're seeing is always fun for me. But with that, this has been Cattle HQ, brought to you by SDSU Extension, headquarters for all things beef cattle. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for the latest beef information. That's the final call for this episode. Sold to the folks still curious about cattle markets. I'll catch you next time from behind the mic, and Michael will be right where he belongs, behind the auction block.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Cattle HQ, brought to you by SDSU Extension, headquarters for all things beef. We invite you to visit extension.sdstate.edu for the latest beef information, as well as subscribe to the show on Spotify. You will also find show notes and resources from today's episode. Until next time, remember, success is not a goal, it's a byproduct.